I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my co-host, mother, and business partner.
Hi, Emily.
Hello, Anne. Hello, Mom. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We took a week off.
Yes, we did. We took a week off of the show, to watch our nerves.
And it wasn't intentional.
No.
It just all of a sudden... we couldn't fit it in for some reason.
We couldn't fit it in, but you know what? It just means that we have an extra long catch up today.
Yes.
And that is so wonderful. I hope everyone listening at home is doing well and having a great start to their week or whenever they're listening to it. We are actually recording on a Friday afternoon, so the vibes are high.
Fun Friday.
Fun Friday. Indeed. We've had approximately three cups of coffee today, and I am sat next to another beverage, another coffee today, so I should be bouncing off the walls.
Yes, you're going out tonight, so you'll be all set.
Exactly. And the theme of today's episode is all about our spring collection. Mm. We're so excited about our new spring collection. We've been teasing it for the past couple of weeks. And we are in, if you're joining us on video,
which you should if you can.
Hopefully future Emily has edited both and both are live. Right. But we're in blue.
We are in light blue, and it's kind of the color for us of the month.
It is the color of the month. To me, this is the color of spring and summer. Looking at it gets me excited for warmer days ahead. It's so coastal. It's so happy.
It's great for spring. I love your sweater set. You had that from last year.
Thank you. I wore this to Claire's birthday party, and it's a classic.
It's a classic.
Who knew I'd be getting so much use out of it and be the inspiration for a lovely spring collection?
Well, and it's also cute because the shell you can wear separately.
Yes.
You can't go wrong, ladies, with a sweater set.
And where is your sweater from?
My sweater's also from J. Crew Factory.
We love it.
And underneath, you can kind of see through, is a little short sleeve blouse.
Oh, that way you don't get warm.
Right. And if I do take it off, put it on my shoulders, it's a little really cute puff sleeve shirt. I actually saw it on Claire and it looked darling, and so I went and got it.
You look great in a puff sleeve.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Flips her head. My favorite thing that my mom does is she'll kind of like, maybe I've said this before, kind of flip her head like, oh no, as if she has hair, as if she's flipping hair.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, there's no hair.
No. And sometimes I'll, just to be funny, say, oh my God, I need to put my hair up and get to work.
Oh my God, I think it's so funny. I think it's hilarious.
Good times.
Always good times. So I'm in my sweater set. You're in your blue sweater. I also am wearing a just lovely new addition to our wardrobe, to our collection. It is our Twilly that will be released. If you're listening to this on Monday when Bose & Co. goes out, the new collection will be released tomorrow. Tuesday, May 7th. So, you can get these products almost immediately.
You can. And it's really great because we are talking to our podcast listeners and if they're watching it first.
Exactly. So this is, you are getting the firsthand look at all of the products. And actually, to our right, we have all of the products that will kind of be holding up throughout the episode. But I have on, we've teased how we are doing a Twilly. which it's just a smaller scarf. I have it wrapped around my neck right now, tied in a bow. It really finishes off a look. Mm-hmm. And you know we love the sister, the cousin to her, which is our black and white silk scarf.
Yes.
And that did so well. So we had to have the spring summer version, and she could be tied on bags, yourself.
I tied it on my handbag the other day.
It's so exciting.
I can't stop looking at it.
Is it that good?
It's so good. I'm having trouble looking at your face because it's the cutest little bow around your neck.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, guys.
And you could even, there's so many different ways. We should almost talk. Well, you're in charge. You keep going.
No, I agree with you. We need to back it up since we missed a week. I still feel like there's so many things that we need to all catch up on. Mm-hmm. Because we were in Buffalo last week for a trunk show. And I loved Buffalo.
We had a great time.
We had a wonderful time. And it was honestly one of our most successful pop-up shops to date as far as sales, which,
yes,
you know, you always just like hope that, you know, things will sell. Oh, if you can hear the train in the background, there's the train going off.
Choo-choo.
little suburb note. You always hope that the trunk shows do well, but this one kind of took us by surprise and we just did incredibly well. And we were able to meet so many new wonderful faces.
It was great. And I think that most of the credit goes to Laura, who works with us.
Completely.
And her sister, who lives in Buffalo, Leanne. Yes. And they did an awesome job of getting friends and spreading the word. And it was just a great mix of people they knew and then followers and fans that also took the time to come see you.
And that was so just, I always feel like, I don't even know what the word is, like touched, overwhelmed, like
gracious,
obviously gracious, but just like there's a feeling that I haven't been able to put into words. I think I might need to pull out a dictionary because it's just so special when people take the time out of their day to not only come to the event, who were local, you know, who maybe didn't know who I was and were coming because they wanted to support Laura and her sister and had that connection, but then to have people drive. We had a mom and a daughter come from Toronto.
Bananas.
They went through customs for the bows and
they like did.
For Emily Owen bows. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anyone really who would go through customs. Other than my family.
they were just lovely.
It
was a little overwhelming that they would take the time to do that.
And I mean that in like the nicest way. Like I was just so overwhelmed mm-hmm. with like gratitude and like just such a warm feeling. Like, wow, I can't believe that we've gotten to this point. We had another just lovely gal come from school. She goes to school in Pittsburgh and she drove after a final.
Kayla.
And she stayed overnight. She's from Buffalo and it actually happened to be her dad's birthday the next day. Mm-hmm. But she was so funny. She's like, I really came home for this. And she was so fun.
She was so fun.
And so sweet. And she follows, I think she listens mostly to the podcast and YouTube. And I loved her. I hope to see her again in my future because she was just wonderful. And then, of course, we had our favorite family from Rochester, New York, Tom. Yes. And we were a little bit more in their neck of the woods. However, I will say, not only do I need a dictionary, it seems I also need a map. I thought that I was like, oh, perfect. We'll be in Buffalo. So like our Rochester family, like, you know, we're going to be in their neighborhood. They still had to drive like an hour and 15 minutes.
They did.
Like, good Lord.
I know.
At least we were a bit closer.
It was still so nice. And then so Caroline sweet. Came with her yes, friend.
Yes, Caroline met came them. With, oh my gosh. So nice. So sweet. Another one, a mom whose daughter had just gotten married over the weekend, and her daughter was on her honeymoon, so she obviously couldn't come to the pop-up shop, but her mom came, and so we saw pictures of her wedding. So just so many sweet connections, mm-hmm. and then so many new women who came to the trunk show who were introduced to Emily Owen Bows. Mm-hmm. And I was happy that the products were selling kind of on their own without people necessarily knowing who came.
Right.
Like who I was or following me. So it was just a really good mix of everything. It was a joyful night. And Brand Bar, which is the store that we hosted the event in. I feel like I'm chatting away. Seriously, I've had so much coffee today. The store that we had the trunk show in, first of all the ladies were so lovely, so mm-hmm. helpful. And it was a beautiful store. And Buffalo definitely, to me, reminded us of Cleveland.
Yes.
And so whenever like a new boutique comes into Cleveland, it's very special because we love shopping here. We love when nice stores come. So I was happy for Buffalo that this great store was there because they had a lot of different brands and designers and just great pieces. So
and I think it's been there. I think it's maybe as she sips more coffee, I think it's maybe been there a couple of years and it's an enormous store. And it was a former Pier 1 Imports. And
yep.
it was easy parking. We could set up, and it's called Brand Bar because they have a massive, huge, long bar.
Correct.
With a bartender that they had there that night, which was so fantastic.
So lovely.
And they did a cash bar, and then they had a couple of beautiful charcuterie boards.
Yes.
And I was impressed. Whoever designed the shop, it's pretty creative because they definitely took the bar, and then they had little cocktail tables set up and chairs. So they made this, it's a big store, a little intimate area over there.
I loved it.
It was bright and fresh.
Bright and fresh. And they had a lot of great spring clothes. And actually, well, after the trunk show, Laura and her sister, Claire, myself, and you all went out to such a fun dinner.
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
We had spritzes. We rehashed the whole night. I mean, it's just, and you know what I've really come to? I might combust. I've had so much coffee. Mm-hmm. Come to just like love about what I do. It's just like that I have like a little team.
Oh,
like,
right.
How cool is that?
It is.
A lot of moments this week where like eighth grade Emily would be so happy, you know, like just like eighth grade
that.
Emily in her pink Hunter boots, like would just be so thrilled of like what is going on.
Yes.
But I just like love having a team. It makes things. This is how people in corporate America or like in businesses must feel, because I think with influencing, a lot of people think, oh, it's so like isolating and it's just like you. I don't know, which it could be in some people's cases, but not for us.
No.
And I just love having a team. It just makes everything so much more fun.
Yes. Oh, I agree with that. And we went to a really fun restaurant Laura suggested called Jazz Baleen.
Yes.
And we stayed at the Reichart. Reikart hotel, which was great because it was nearby and the restaurant was attached to our hotel,
which we love. And a combo like that, we
love
just walk
it.
Back to the room.
Yes, I would eat in my pajamas if I could.
I would eat in my pajamas.
And it was, we just had so much fun.
We did. It was just such a fun night. And then the next morning we actually went back to Brand Bar, which sounds funny because we actually didn't have time to look at the stuff. The store is so big and it was like boom, boom, boom with setting up and the shop and then setting, you know, taking things down. So we went back in the morning and really had time to look at all the products and clothes, and we got some great stuff. Claire found some really wonderful pieces.
Really great.
Can we tell the dress story?
Yes, that was actually funny. Tell that story.
So we had an event last Friday night. It was a gala for JDRF, which is a diabetes organization. So it was at the Brown Stadium, and it wasn't like black tie, but it was Las Vegas cocktail. It used to be black tie in the past, so it was like a dressy event. Mm-hmm. And I had my outfit all figured out that we had planned earlier, but Claire had a good option, but we were kind of like, Claire, why don't we find something new for you? So we're at Brand Bar the next morning, and we had, you know, she tried on some shoes. She had found some other things. And then they had just put out this new dress, and it was like, go on my Instagram. If you're listening, you follow me on Instagram. Hopefully you've seen it, but it was like a high-low dress, and it came in two colors, black and pink. And the girl was doing like shooting content in the store. We're like, oh my gosh, that looks great. Claire, why don't you try that on? Mm-hmm. So she puts it on.
In pink,
and it looks great on her. But in the middle of this, you know, she's still working. So she gets a phone call, and it was from, there was some sort of tense situation going on. And this was like a very serious business phone call.
It was.
And Anne and I will stop at nothing to complete a look. And we're like, oh my gosh, this looks great. Like, we love the pink, but we need to work on the accessories. So one of the girls had pulled a necklace for you. Mm-hmm. And she had handed it to me, and you were over doing something else. So you didn't see me. So I go up to Claire, and she's on the phone call, and she's, you know, in this poofy dress, and she's on this serious call, and I approach her to put the necklace on, and she's like, no, she kind of like swats me away. She's like, no, not now, like,
and she's
here.
So polite, but it was very much,
yeah,
like,
no, it wasn't rude. She was like, no, like, I need to do. I was like, okay, so I like retreated. I'm like, but I still really want to see what the necklace looks like with the dress. So then, not but 2 seconds later, Anne comes behind me with the same necklace.
I didn't know that you had just
which made it so much funnier, and it was all happening so quickly, like, that I couldn't even stop you. So then she approaches Claire to start putting, like, she comes from behind her to start putting the necklace on, and Claire literally was like, what are you doing? Like, not now.
She was so funny. She's like, not now. Like, looking at me, like, shaking her head, like, panic. I mean, it was really rude of me, actually, to do it. But I'm thinking, she's so confident. She can, but it was a really important phone call.
So I look at you,
I'm trying to get the, yeah.
I look at you and go, I just did that. Like, no, mom, don't do that. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. So we ended up just pulling some like gold accessories that really worked well with the dress, and she will honestly, and then she got like a dress for another wedding this
she
season.
Looked so good.
Oh my god, it was
bad. We felt bad. We were still trying to accessorize.
So then like she got off the phone call finally in the car, and we're like, oh my god, we're so sorry like that you were on this call, but like we just really wanted to see how like the dress the necklace lived with the dress. And she was like, guys, it's fine. It was hilarious.
It was funny. And I think like the necklace was clinking a little bit.
It was like the loudest necklace we could have chosen.
Yes, it was we were a little unhinged. We were getting excited. But she looked great. They had a really cute Rebecca Minkoff gold handbag. And you said the bracelets and Sam Edelman, just gold strappy sandals that she can wear all spring and summer.
I loved that whole accessory combination because then you can just insert the dress that you compare with that. So, and then on the way home, we stop by Niagara Falls because oddly enough, Claire has never seen the falls. It was like the first trip that the four of us went on when Claire was a freshman in college.
Yes.
And we had have seen it from the Canadian side, but she had never seen it. So it only added like 10 minutes onto our drive, swung by Niagara. This was on like the middle of the, was it Thursday? Middle of the Thursday? Yeah. Yeah. And then we came home and that was,
but that was really that. A great time to go see it. It was still pretty crowded.
It was.
I mean, I think in the summer, it's just a zoo.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so
I think she was happy she saw it.
I think she was happy. Yeah. So, and she got a great outfit. And
I
then
mean, we had a really fun time. It was a beautiful day. So we were walking around and I really have to say it is awesome, the falls.
It is.
And Laura was saying that her mom was out of town when we were at the trunk show doing it at Brand Bar. Her mother loves to take people to the falls, which I could see that.
Oh, yeah. If someone
you, who, you would be like, here, look at what this. We have.
Look what's in our backyard.
Yeah.
It would be a really cool thing if Cleveland had something like that. No. I get it. And then Friday, we had a really great time at the gala. And then Saturday was my boyfriend's 25th birthday. So it was a big weekend.
Big weekend.
And we just had a wonderful dinner. We went out to dinner with his parents and his sister actually came in town from Charlotte. So we all went to dinner together at just a lovely restaurant in the Cleveland area. It's right on the lake. And it was a beautiful night. So many people were there. It was delicious food, good drinks, good company. He opened his gifts. He had a lot of good gifts. We had cake. It was a time. You know I'm all about a vibe. So, and it was just a moment.
It was a pretty night.
It was a pretty night. And then after that, it was so fun. He wanted his parents and sisters to come out for a little bit. So then we met up with his friends at this like outdoor bar thing. And it was, again, another beautiful night. But the place was packed because it was like the first nice night in Cleveland. Oh. Mm. And it was also really dark. Like, I don't think they put their string lights out on the patio. So I was like, wow, it's like dark. And there are a lot of people. We had a great time, though. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And yeah, overall, it was just fun. Birthday weekend for him.
I think 25's a great year.
I know. It's very
quarter
much
of a century.
Quarter of a century. You're like officially an adult. I feel like when you hear the difference between a 24 year like, oh, 24. Oh, that's. But then 25. It's like, whoa, things are.
Right.
Are you old?
Yikes. No,
I'm kidding. Yeah. So, yeah, that was his. That was our weekend. And then this week. I mean, where has the time gone, Anne?
Just a blur.
Why don't you share with us your cleaning out era?
Wow. I think that, well, I was also thinking about bows and lows.
Oh my gosh. We didn't do, how did I forget? I always start with that.
Do you have a low?
My low is that I dumped my orchid on the ground last week.
Yeah, that was a low.
That was a low. That was kind of coming off of the heels, you know, on last episode where I kept dropping everything. That was the last thing that I dropped. And it was a big one. So, but then the carpet cleaner came that day and he got it out.
It was bad.
Other than that, that was last week. This week's low, I don't know. I feel like it's flown by so much that I haven't really had time to have a bit of a low.
I was trying to think of something. I don't really think that we...
No, I don't think I have a low for this exact week, which is good.
It's really good.
Which is good. But my bow for this week would probably just be like the spring collection and just like everything that we're doing for Emily Owen Bows and moving things along with that. I had a really fun time last night with my friend Sophie. We got together, went out to dinner at Town Hall. It was another beautiful night. So that was really...
You've been doing a lot of Pilates.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
With Peyton. Pilates with Peyton.
You're right. We have been doing a lot of Pilates together. Probably we try to go twice a week, which, okay, that's not like a whole lot. But for us.
For you. I'm really proud of the two of you.
And we go together, which is even more fun. And then sometimes if it's like a morning class, we'll grab a coffee. But it's so convenient. We found a studio that's like 5 minutes from our house. And she still lives at home. So I swing by to get her. And we just roll right in, you know, do the Pilates. And we leave feeling great. Actually, not always great. Sometimes I'm actually really exhausted. Sometimes, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard class, but we are getting better and we're catching on to the
directions.
And yeah, and now the instructors know us, which is super exciting.
Oh, kind of give, like, give a little wave,
a little familiar nod.
And
yeah,
it's not on a reformer; it's just on a mat.
We are not on a reformer. Let's clarify that. It is mat Pilates, so it's either like mat power Pilates or like a slow flow. We just, you know, we've been bopping around to the different classes to see where we. But there's some older women in the class, and they're so good at it. And and like I look at them, and I'm like, I need to be able to do this. It is impressive. So yes, that would be another bow, is just doing our Pilates. I still want to try the reformer. That's on my list. I was talking to my other friend Aubrey, who does reformer Pilates a lot, and she said that she actually thinks that mat Pilates is harder.
Interesting.
And I was like, well, that's a hot take, because I feel like mat Pilates would be easier because, you know, you're not trying to support yourself on.
Right. It's fun for you to. I've been on the reformer before.
Yeah.
I don't know who invented it, but it's a contraption.
It's because once you're on it, like, you really can't come off.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's fast. It's cool.
Yes. So that is my bow, would be Pilates. So what? Talk about your bows and lows.
Let's see. I would say that my bow is probably that I am almost done cleaning out the basement.
You're so close.
And I just feel really good about it. I don't know what has happened, but I'm also thinking, like, how did these things accumulate? But it's not too bad. It hasn't. It's not too much stuff. I gave some things to Laura, which is great. And I'm sort of prepping for when we move into the new house.
Yes.
And then we have the new line coming in, and it's all in one spot. So I've really weeded out some things.
You have been working hard, and kind of I came down today, and you have created a whole new system for the products. They look so great.
Right, because Laura helps package periodically, but one of the reasons that we can't have her package more is because it was like a Jenga situation as to where everything is, even though it was labeled, and it is just so much better.
So now we have some shelving, which that's kind of what the outline of the studio is going to be. It's going to have a lot more shelving and have all the things out. So it's not like, oh, let me just take 12 things apart just to grab this one little item.
Right. So that's going to be good. And I also have another bow.
Yes.
We are very close to having our book published.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought this up.
And we had a meeting on Monday. My mom came over, and we had our graphic designer, Abby, was here. And last Saturday, and you know what? I'm going to blame this. Last Saturday and Sunday, I spent both days finishing the book.
Yes.
And pulling pictures and just getting it tidied up. We started it a few years ago, and really, we just needed a little push.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that having our publicist, Patricia, has really helped.
She has.
Because she connected us with someone who can publish it for us. And then we are now reinvigorated and motivated. And
couldn't have said it better myself.
I was laying in bed last night, and I was really thinking about how excited I am that it's really close. Where our goal is by mid-May to have it all buttoned up, and then it will be sent to the printer, and we will have it for October.
Right, for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So if you are a new listener here, basically we wrote this book during COVID. So like 3-4 years ago, it's been a minute, it was you, me, and Grammy.
Yes.
And then obviously the girls, you know, came in and out for their parts. And we wrote this coffee table book, and it's a mixture of everything. It's lifestyle, family, you know, home decor. It's just a little bit of everything, but we never finished it. And it was always on the back burner, but then, you know, we had, it just, life got in the way. No, we had the wedding, we had the lake house, we had the new house, you know, other things of, you know, bows.
And I think also trying to figure out, maneuver who is going to publish it, all of those little details. Like the fun part was actually writing it, and we had our photographer who did Claire and Connor's wedding, who always does our family pictures. She came and did, I think I had her come like 3 or 4 different times, which takes a lot of work. You know, we had flowers, we had set tables, and we had all of those pieces and parts to it.
Yeah.
We have a whole section on entertaining where we've kind of like gathered photos from over the years of different entertaining things that we have. And that was, you know, it's just a little snippet, a little glimpse into our life.
Exactly. And it's been a cool process being able to see how this gets published. You have published a book before. with a publisher. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this on the pod. A teacher's book, or a book for teachers.
Professional book for teachers.
Yes. So you had experience in this area, and obviously me, I've never done anything like this. Mm-hmm. So being able to learn how these things get done, you know, we got sent a dummy book. We got to pick out what we wanted for our cover and the type of paper and how many pages and just all the ins and outs and just like how it gets printed is so mm-hmm. cool. And so, yeah, we've been working with Anna, and she used to work for a publishing company, and she has gone out on her own. She's in Alabama. So there's just people from all, creators from all over the country.
It's really fun.
All women, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so smart, and just so knowledgeable. And then our graphic designer is wonderful. And she's never laid out a book before, I don't think.
I don't think that Abby has, but Abby is great. We work with her all the time. Like, yes. She takes our ideas and brings them to life.
She does all the design for like the lines and stuff. So I'm just so happy to, just mostly even for ourselves, to have the book mm-hmm. and to have it be published and ready to sell. I mean, obviously the hope would be for many people to have it in their homes to read, but I think it's also just such a great thing for our family and for yeah. me, you, and Grammy to have a hard copy. So, and great memories. So,
and really, what I need to finish this weekend, if anyone's interested, is the acknowledgements page. And then we've talked about, we just need to write it, what's going to go on the flaps.
Yes.
So we've been looking over other coffee table books, and I don't know, it's and about the authors, which yes. is kind of fun.
And really just finding people to put it in the hands of other people who are know what they're doing has made this process so much more fun, because I get, mm-hmm. like you said, I think there was a little bit of like a roadblock of, okay, well, what do we do now?
Right.
But now having people who are professionals and just like, you know, get our, what we want to accomplish, it's made it so much fun.
And that is the key. We needed professionals.
We've said it once, we'll say it again. Sometimes you just need a professional.
We needed direction and we needed professionals. And already I've been really interested in the whole thing. And even Abby was reiterating that at the very beginning of the project, we just want the book, like if it were sitting out on your coffee table and it was open, that it just looks beautiful.
Yes.
It's something that will look pretty in your home. From yes. our home to your home.
Aw, that's yeah. so cute.
So please buy them in October.
No, for real. We have ordered so many copies of these books. Like, you think that the basement's cramped now? Like, no. Well, luckily we'll be in the new house, fingers crossed, by the mm-hmm. time that... No, maybe the books will come in. No, the books are going to come in before
I don't
the...
Know. I don't know where they're going to go.
No one is ready for all of these books. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
You think the products are a lot? I mean, we're going to have boxes of... but then we might go on like a little book tour. So stay tuned. We yes. have a lot of things in the future. And just also being able to like work with Patricia and our publicist and planning so far out in advance mm-hmm. has also been something very cool. So I'm just excited.
Yeah. And Patricia, we had a phone call today and she was even the one that prompted us today. She's like, give everyone like a little background.
Yeah. On-
you know, the line that came out.
And we can talk about the, talk she was like, it. I think people would like to hear about the process. And the both of us are on the Zoom. We're like, well, okay.
So we could talk about that. And if we back up and think about it, we're still so pleased with the classic bow line. And we're filling, like, it's just a steady stream of orders.
Yes.
So thank you to those that have ordered. And if your stuff is sort of selling out, which is great. But if you need something for Mother's Day,
we still have product.
Yes.
But when we went to Buffalo, we did really what was on the table was pretty much the leftover inventory for the Bow Classic Collection. And Patricia was the one who advised us, again, another professional mm-hmm. who was like, you know, your classic Bow Collection did so well. I really think that you should do a spring summer collection to continue the momentum. So, we were like, well, okay, you know, it's always you want to be able to keep the customer.
Easier to keep a customer than it is to regain them.
Yes. So that was kind of, you know, we wanted to give a part two in the spring summer version. And we've done a lot of these collections before. As you know, I've done this since I was a junior in college. Mm-hmm. We started this.
Right.
But for some reason, and I don't know why, this Bow Classic Collection did like way better than like it wasn't even comparable really to any of the other lines mm-hmm. that we've done, which makes me obviously so happy. So the spring collection, why don't you kind of talk about where our inspiration came from?
Okay, well, we started thinking about it, and we just to sort of stay true to you and what you represent, we decided to go with some of the designs that we already have.
Yes.
Because they're just classic and we love them. And they were, so we chose the hydrangeas.
We did.
Because we love them. We yes. must have been in a light blue mood. And then we also chose the topiary.
Yes.
Which really, we only ever used the topiary on note cards one time.
I know, which is kind of ridiculous, but she's so cute. I'm looking at her right now.
She's really cute. And then we just decided we were going to kind of go with like the name Botanicals or something. But what are we calling it? We've had bouquet before. You know what, guys? We're going to write this down after we get off here. We actually have to come up with
Bows and Blooms.
That's what
there
it is.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. Good thing we're recording this.
No, did you see me
this.
Staring at you? I'm like no, I know what it is. Something. We've already come up with this. It's Bows and Blooms.
Bows and Blooms.
Yeah. So you can really hear from, you know, how strategic we are.
No, we did have that. I just forgot about it. Bows and Blooms, which I love because we've got the hydrangea. It's three sweet hydrangeas tied with the logo we made blue.
Yes.
And then the blooms, we have a topiary with a little bow on the pot.
And there's really nothing a topiary can't solve. You know, like.
That is so true.
As much as I like the hydrangea, we all love. But a topiary?
And you know what I'm thinking? I agree with you. And we have one. The hydrangea is more whimsical.
Yes.
And the hydrangea is free flowing.
Uh-huh.
And then the topiary is very, you know, straight up and down.
They definitely be in the same garden. Oh. You know, they're in the same garden. They are grown yes. They are grown close together. Yes. Like they cohabitate. You need both to feel balanced.
Yeah.
And so we were like, we can't just choose one.
No.
We have them both. They were already designed. So it's the bow blooms. Or what is it? Yeah.
It's bows and we're practicing bows and blooms.
Bows and blooms.
Right.
Bows and blooms. Introducing bows and blooms. We need to get a hold of it.
No, I love it.
It's so cute and charming. So we have all of the products are here and it will be released Tuesday, May 7th, which was kind of a quick turnaround but we looked at a calendar. We kind of backed up. We wanted it to be released as early into spring as possible so people could have time to purchase. And May has suddenly turned into a really busy month. We're going to be in Charlotte next week. May 9th, we will be at Laura Park Designs for a trunk show. We're going to be there from Thursday to Friday. And so we wanted to get the new collection out before that pop-up so we could bring some of the new products. Then we have another trip coming up. Just the four of us, just things on the docket. So the so line will be on. So we're releasing it.
And really, if we go back to the process a little bit, we just started brainstorming. It's springtime. What do we love? We love hydrangeas. We love topiaries. And then we kind of looked at the analytics, the things that do well, the things that your followers like
yes.
and that sell well. And the scarf is still such a hit.
Yes.
And we just decided doing a different size, different shape.
Different size, different shape. And then the spring version, they don't compete with each other. You need both, you know.
You do.
You need both. I don't make the rules. You just need both. And the needle pointing kit was something that really took us by surprise. In the first collection. Pull her in.
If you are watching on the video, it's really sweet. We've got the hydrangea second needlepoint kit. And the idea being that you now have a little collection going.
Yes.
It's the same size.
Yes.
And if you were new to needlepointing, you did the black and white one. Well, now this is going to be crinkly. Every kit, if you haven't done it, I feel like QVC, this is fun. Well, first of all.
Oh my God, I've never seen it in person. Mom, are you kidding me?
No, it's so cute.
Are you kidding me?
It's adorable.
Wait, this is so cute.
Isn't it?
Guys, it was packaged up. We waited to open it because we're going to do one ourselves.
We just opened it.
And
these kits, if you have it.
This is so nice.
Isn't it? Yes. And I'll give you a little background on this if anyone's interested. The logo as it is I want to say 38 to 40 different blues.
Yes.
And when I sent it to our vendor who we work with to do this, she said, okay, this is going to be extremely intricate. And then we worked with Abby, our graphic designer, and she took it down, which I didn't even think about stuff like that. But if you look at it up close, you can see there's a few different blues. So the last kit just had black and white. And this one, I'm going to hold these all up. It comes in a little bag. And
so
it
you have
has
all your threads.
White. There's two shades of blue, three shades of blue and a green. So it's a teeny bit more advanced, but you can do it. Anyone can do it. It's so fun. And it comes with the directions. There's also a QR code that you can, if you want directions, love that.
Love that. We always need a
it comes
manual.
With, oh, here's another QR code. They're everywhere in the box. Mm-hmm. And two needles. All you need to do is add scissors And time. You just need time.
And time.
Yes. It's really.
She's so cute, Mom. It's so cute. Oh, I'm so happy with how this turned out.
And it stores in the box, and it's fantastic for traveling, especially. Well, it's great for anything, because if you are a needle pointer, you know, if you have a bigger one, I mean, it's can be a production. You've got to really be in the mood. This is so easy to pick up, put down, whatever you want.
And also to reiterate about the needle pointing community is that it is a very expensive hobby. That's something that we've come to learn when you started about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Projects and needles and, or not needles, threads are expensive. So what we have tried to accomplish here is to create an all-in-one kit with a fabulous design and all of the parts that you would need at a reasonable price for something that is fun and you can do at your leisure, and it's a great escape. And my God, that is cute.
It's so cute.
No, that is actually so good, Mom. You did that.
Thank you.
She does all the products, my mom, Anne. That's some of your best work.
Thank you. It was a process, because, which I don't even think I really filled you in, just getting the colors, and it was great working with this company. And I just love Emily's little pictures on the back, and then the hydrangeas on the front. Also makes a beautiful gift, because if you do go to a needlepoint store, you can get beautiful needlepoint kits, not necessarily the kit, but this is great if you're giving it as a gift.
I know what you mean.
All in one thing, because you've been with me before and you're picking out the threads and you've got your canvas and you throw it in a bag and you come home. This makes you want to start a crafting, like you want to start needlepointing.
You want to do it all. It comes in a box. It's all nicely wrapped up into one. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it would make for just a wonderful gift. So that is hopefully that, I mean, our Beau needlepoint did so well. She's stunning. I can't wait for her to shine this week.
I'm going to start it this weekend so that you can begin to show progress on Instagram.
I honestly got the chills when you pulled that out.
Oh my gosh.
No, seriously, you did a great job.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we could, I could show this to you while we're recording.
We've been so busy that I just knew that you were handling all of this.
Mm-hmm. It's just divine.
It's divine. Actually, and it makes me so excited for the summer.
Mm-hmm. It does.
What else you got back there, Anne?
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm drinking my iced coffee. A product that I am a little bit more familiar with is our new hydrangea mug. We love mugs here at Emily All and Beau's, and mm-hmm. we wanted to do another one for the spring and summer. So I'm drinking my iced coffee out of the hydrangea white mug. It's so great.
I could give a little bit of background on that.
Actually share this. Yeah.
We worked hard. We have different vendors that we use that we really like, and we were working hard. We were trying to do a wrap around the mug, and I approved it and everything, and it came, and we just didn't love the quality. It
look
right.
Good quality.
I was actually kind of crushed because they arrived and it was just disappointing. But again, I worked with the vendor and they agreed. They're like, this just doesn't look great. And we switched it up, and instead of a wrap, I kind of like this. We just did one large hydrangea.
I do really like it, because mm-hmm. other products are wrapped, like the Twilly, but this I think just should live on its own.
It's a nice, and with each collection, we get samples of the mugs and we test them out. So the Beau line has that really cute footed, chubby handled mug with the Beau on it. And then this one is a little bit, I think it's the same amount of ounces, but it's got a lip around it, and it's just, we try to mix it up because we love mugs. You can never have too many mugs.
We're also really particular about like the way that they feel in your hand and how much, I mean, we take it seriously. So this is something that I just really love. It's comfortable. It holds a lot.
I like watching you test it out. And
they're dishwasher safe too.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, I always like to think this is kind of fun for the process. When we are putting the line together, we think of things like, okay, if you were going to give this as a gift to yourself or to someone else, you could pair this with our brunching blend.
Yes.
Or our classic blend. Like, what a lovely different gift.
It's so sweet.
So a thing of coffee and a mug.
And our coffee is made from a local roastery. Mm-hmm. In Cleveland, and we worked with them. You guys know, again, I'm very specific about my coffee, so I worked with them to create two blends mm-hmm. that I just love. They're organic, and they're ground coffee, so yes. You can I use a French press very often, and I use my grounds. And again, like you said, it's a great gift. A little mug and right. some, and they're always like we do send them out fresh because we do small batches to make sure that they stay, right. you know, new. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's, you know, it's this little, it's actually not little, it's a huge roastery in Cleveland.
It is.
And they do a lot of local coffee shops across the area. And then they took our business.
Right. And it's fun because we've gone to the plant
and we walked through it.
We've gotten a whole tour and we really like them.
Yes.
Also, you could do a mug and a needlepoint kit. I mean, how sweet is that? Like, unwind, fix yourself something to drink.
It's so sweet.
And yeah. needlepoint. Okay, let's see what else we have over here. Well, switching from coffee, mm-hmm. we've shown this before, and ours is growing, and Elizabeth is growing hers. We actually took this to Brand Bar just as a sneak peek, and people were excited about it. It's called a cocktail herb garden. Grow your own cocktail herb garden. Mint, lavender, and thyme.
Yes.
So if you're watching on the video, I'm holding it up and it's really cute. It's got the topiary on the front and very simple.
Yes.
It's in a little like 6 egg carton looking type thing, and it's wrapped really pretty. Also a great gift. You could give it with some rocks glasses or our In Good Company rocks glasses.
Yes.
And
to make a cocktail.
It's extremely easy because it had to be easy.
Yes, yes.
And it's so cute. It has 6 little things of dirt and the seeds, and then 3 wooden tags that you label: mint, lavender, and thyme.
And it's small enough, so obviously mm-hmm. you could fit it in your kitchen, in your home. But if you live in an apartment or a smaller space, you can, I mean, how fun for spring. You can grow a little herb garden.
Yes.
And then, you know, use it for a little cocktail, or it's just going to get everyone in the mood for a warmer season ahead.
Right. I think Elizabeth, and she's watering hers every day. I did put the little carton on a plate on the windowsill.
Yes.
Because it does get a little soggy, but they're growing. I've been looking at them.
Yes.
I'm like, guys, come on, grow. We
keep it by the sun, and they are growing again, testing all the products out ahead of time.
Right. So they're growing, which is exciting. Let's, I'm going to show these. Mm-hmm. A couple of seasons ago, we did peonies, and we had faux peonies that we could not keep stocked because people loved it. And we are doing the same with some faux hydrangeas. I'm kind of holding these up. And they come in a set of 3. And we're probably, I mean, it looks like the logo.
It does look like the logo.
It's 3 blue hydrangeas. And then I don't know if we'll use this ribbon. Well, we're going to tie it with a light blue ribbon.
So this would be great for arrangements for your home if you're, you know, just want to leave them out as decor, or if you need them for entertaining.
Right. And they're good. You know, I love to have different faux flowers. We have tulips,
on hand.
Peonies, and they're nice filler. Mm-hmm. You can put them in with real flowers. You could just leave them like this. So there is a little set of 3, but we thought that was kind of fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yes, especially if you are in an apartment or whatever, because flowers are a commitment.
And as much as we love having fresh flowers here and at the lake house, the you know, it's upkeep, so to just be able to have those pieces on hand to kind of fill in on a week where you maybe don't have fresh flowers, or if you're allergic, this is another great option. Mm-hmm. And we love the way that they are made. Why don't we talk about, do we have the embroidered shirt?
Okay, this one I can't even get over. And can we give the backstory before?
Please.
Well, I like a little graphic tee. And then I always think it's cute under a blazer or something.
Yes.
So that was the inspiration for this. And we started by having the logo, the hydrangea, very large on the shirt. And when we looked at it, it just didn't seem right. Mm-hmm. Like you, Elizabeth, Everett, Claire, we looked at it. It's just too big.
Right.
Then we switched to embroidery. It's an embroidered hydrangea on the left side of the t-shirt. And it's just a little crew neck. I would say you size up because you're usually a small and you felt more comfortable in the medium.
I did.
If you like it really fitted, you could go with the small. And I think that this is about 4 inches tall. It is, I can't stop looking at this. Look at that.
No, the way that they did this is so perfect. And the embroidery is so good. Mm-hmm. And what's great about this t-shirt is you could wear it, you know, under a blazer. You could wear it on its own. You could pair it with a twilly, but you could also use it as a loungewear piece, as a travel piece. Like, mm-hmm. there are so many options to it. It's so happy. Look at that. Like on me, I mean, I've tried it on.
So I love it.
Yeah.
You could wear it under that cardigan.
I could wear it under this cardigan.
And then if it, as you moved, you would see a little bit of it.
Yes.
Or really cute with just like a little, like I could put my light blue sweater around my shoulders with on.
Yes.
It's great with, I'm going to hold up something else.
No, disguise. You're going to lose it.
Pinstripe. We have little drawstring scalloped. There's so many cute adjectives. Drawstring scalloped shorts. And when you tie the drawstring, it makes a little bow. But look at how sweet
guys,
this.
You wear can them pair together. I have to stay by my microphone because I'm so excited.
So the great thing about these shorts is they're true to size. They are true to size. These are small. But they're elastic. They have a little drawstring. They're easygoing. You know, you don't have to worry too much about the sizing.
Yes.
They're true to size.
Yes. So the idea was to pair the embroidered top, you know, with the shorts for a complete outfit with some sandals, but also these can be worn separately.
And we haven't done, we have done sweatshirts and some t-shirts, but
this is
so
cute.
We did a nightshirt once, but these are.
These blues match perfectly. Okay, we had to switch cameras if you're joining us on video because batteries are dying, but we still have much to say. So hopefully the quality is okay. And if you're joining on audio, then business as usual. But yes. Next product that we wanted to talk about is our new tote, which really highlights our topiary.
We put the topiary on this one. And the nice, this is a different shape. We always try and do a different shape or something that we haven't had. It has a really cute front pocket.
Yes.
And it's kind of more of a square.
It is kind of more of a square. I would agree.
And I like the long strap because you can get it over your shoulder. I mean, we could list the endless uses for this tote, just like the bow canvas tote. I mean, you can't go wrong with either one. This is a little bit hardier than the canvas one.
I was going to say it's a little bit more structured.
More structured. Mm-hmm. And I can't get enough of it. It's adorable. It's got that. I mean, the topiary is pretty big on the front pocket.
It is. And again, things always need to be carried, right? So you always need to tote. You need to tote things around. So that's going to be great for spring. And you could put a bundle of flowers in it coming back from the farmer's market.
I mean, you could use it as if you garden.
Yes.
I don't, but you could use it as a gardening bag. Endless. School.
I love who I could become with this bag. You know,
isn't it true? If you go to the market or the grocery store, you could carry your groceries in this. And I think it would make grocery shopping more fun.
Easily.
And then this is really sweet. This little seersucker
cosmetic bag.
And that is always something that people will DM you about and request. And it's just, there's nothing else on it. It's seersucker. It has a little handle at the end. It's navy. So we're kind of trying. We've got the seersucker, green, blue.
Great for travel to throw in your purse or your suitcase carry on.
It's a nice size.
Make a bag to keep at home. Great for summer if you just need a little refresh. It's happy. Mm-hmm. And now I see you have some stationery.
Well, a line would not be an Emily Owen Bowes line if we did not have paper products.
And that's the truth.
Isn't it? And we, one time, early on, we had the topiary on a note card and we did not have many of them and they were gone. Sold out. And it was just one single little topiary up at the top. Kind of petite.
She was little.
Well, we made three.
And the three girls.
We put three across, and of course, I love things in threes. And we have three topiaries across the front.
And it just has our logo on the back, so it's very low key. This would also make for a great gift. Our stationery always performs well in person. Whenever we host a trunk show and the stationery is out, you know, people snag it up and we will sell stacks of them. So
a set of note cards and envelopes, and they come in this really pretty little cellophane bag. And it's a great packaging.
And again, you could pair the topiary with the topiary tote or really any of the products, but if you want them, you know, they have
That would be such a cute gift.
Like,
I'm so sorry. I didn't think about this, but what a cute gift to give somebody the tote and then the stationery sticking out of the pocket. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yes.
It's so cute. Or the travel bag in it as well. That is also a cute bag for the pool.
It is a cute bag for the pool. Everyone needs bags for the summer period, you know?
When you get tired of the same
one. Oh, yes. And you want something for the season.
And the idea behind this next product that we're looking at is Emily loves, well, we both love lists. Our whole family likes to write lists. And Emily specifically likes a long notepad. So we have the long In Good Company, and we have done a variety of different sizes. But We stayed true to what Emily likes, and we did a long notepad again, and it has a magnet on the back.
And it has a magnet. This is how I plan out my day. I'll make a big running list, and then I just cross it off as I go down, and then I like ripping off the sheet of paper. Yeah. So that's why I love these long notepads, and I really just gained such a love for them when we did the In Good Company ones. And but that's also great. I added the magnet because, you know, you can put this on your, obviously, anything that magnetizes, grocery mm-hmm. list, little notes. This would also make for a great gift, and it's the spring happy version of it. These pages are really nice.
And it's just one big hydrangea logo at the top.
Yes.
Very simple, unlined, plain.
Yep. Just for whatever you need.
And it's also this, if you put both pieces of the paper products, if you gave somebody a long notepad and the stationery.
Because it's Bows and Bloom. You have the topiary Bows and the hydrangea.
And Bloom yep. on your desk. I mean, I can't stand it. Look at how cute
it's
that
so
is.
It's so cute. Light yes. blue, green, navy. It's quite the color combination.
Then lastly, we have three, I'm going to just say accessory products. Why don't you talk about this cutie?
You're joining us just on audio. We have two hair products. The first is a headband, which is so charming. This can be worn for anything. If you need to be dressed up, if you go into work, you need a little hair accessory. It has navy stitching around the edge, and it is the same light blue that is carried out throughout this entire collection. So joining us on video, you can kind of see a visual. Again, all of this is available on my website. Forgot to say that. Let's call out our website.
I love it. It's something I'm unable to wear, but I just love it.
For the short hair community, I apologize. We do not have a product for you yet for
no.
your hair.
I mean, my mom would actually put this in her hair and look pretty cute.
Of course.
I mean, some
I
short hair.
Too.
I just, probably could. I yeah. just don't, but right. it's really, it's darling.
It's darling. And then we have just a fabulous another hair accessory. This is a bow scrunchie. Everyone needs a scrunchie. I have so many of these laying around the house, and it has just a little bow. So this is going to be great for a ponytail. You can even just kind of leave it on your
cute.
Wrist. I do this all the time with really cute scrunchies, and then it becomes kind of like an accessory, a bracelet. And we were able with this particular product and the quality to wrap the hydrangea pattern around this, so it's a full print on the scrunchie. Feel that. That's a nice.
I love it. I did not even think I could
look
do that.
Look how cute that is.
On
you
my
could
wrist
do that. Yes.
And
for those who are unable to put their hair up, like Anne.
Yes. It's just really cute. And that's another, a sweet gift, a headband
yes.
and a scrunchie.
Yes. Those are just, and you can, and honestly, like you could never have enough scrunchies. You always need a hair tie mm-hmm. And to just throw it up. So that's one of the other hair accessories. And then the last accessory is a jewelry item, because all of our jewelry products did so well in the Classic Bow collection. We have the gold bow earrings, matching necklace and bracelet. They go in a set. And I mean, it's like choosing children. All of my jewelry, we love.
We do.
So we wanted to come out with a spring summer version, and they are, look how cute these are, little drop down earrings. They have the
so
same
cute.
Gold bow as our, I feel like I'm not using, is this, am I making sense with everyone?
Yes, it's the sister to the gold bow drop. It's the same vendor that we're getting them from. So the gold bow looks the same.
Yes.
So if you like those and you wear yours
it's
all
with
the
pearl.
Time.
It's the earring with the pearl.
Yes.
Yes. So this is just the summer version. And it drops down and it's a little watercolor of a blue hydrangea. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit larger. So
it's gold.
It's gold. So they don't compete with each other. You can have your pearl drop down, and then you could also have this, because like I said, they're sisters, they're cousins, and you could also have your bow studs, and they are wonderful. They would make for great little gifts, and
honestly, we would have put these on today for the podcast, but the headphones cover it. I'm also looking at you with your little scarf around your neck. That is super cute in a ponytail.
Super cute in a ponytail. Or a headband as well.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Yes.
Or wrapped around your wrist and
yep.
tied.
Wrapped around wrist and tied.
I don't know, guys. I love all of these things. It's really exciting because we do mood boards and everything. And then when the stuff shows up, even when Laura's over, we're like, we have show and tell today because they've been coming in.
Yes. And we usually come up with a big, almost like master list of ideas. And then you have to go and actually find, and by you, I mean literally you.
Yes.
Me. Go and find, you know, a product that lines up with that. And sometimes it doesn't work. So you have to take that off the list and come up with an alternative. So to finally kind of all see it come to life mm-hmm. is just so exciting. And actually this summer, we're going to be going to Atlanta to the gift show. to just be able to expand, you know, all of the items that we're able to get for future collections. So we are so thrilled about this spring collection, and it will be released Tuesday, May 7th. Everything will be available to shop on our website, emilyonbose.com. You will be getting the packages straight from our basement. From their
our newly cleaned
keyword
basement.
Keyword clean and organized.
Yes.
So they're packaged with love and spring and bows and all of the things. And we're just so thrilled.
We're doing a big photo shoot on Sunday.
Yeah. So today's Friday when we're recording the pod. And then the photo shoot for the new line is on Sunday with another one of our favorite photographers. And then we're just gonna get background, you know, behind the scenes stuff.
Yes. And we're going to do it at our lake house.
Yes, we're doing it at our lake house.
Just because there's a lot of blues and...
It fits with that.
It does.
It does.
But I'm also, as we're sitting here... One of the things, as you know, like getting ready for the photo shoot is what are you going to wear?
Yep.
So that the products, you don't want anyone to think that what you're wearing is necessarily what you're selling.
Exactly.
In this case, we are selling two pieces of clothing. But as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, you could put that little embroidered t-shirt on. We need to see if we have a flowy skirt.
Yes.
Because that would be, you know, it's fun to see it in different ways.
Yes, that would be great with a flowy skirt and like a little sandal or a tennis shoe or something like that.
And maybe for the photo shoot, we need obviously the close-up pictures of just the top, but then subsequent photos after it could be you with a skirt on or with denim.
Yes.
So we can give people different looks.
Or even like a reel styling the shirt a couple different ways. Because I, you know, always love those types of things. Kind of just like a four looks with one shirt type thing.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, the photo shoot's on Sunday. And then we'll release it Tuesday. And there is rumblings that we might do some sort of like party for it with our friends and family. You know, at some, maybe when it's actually hydrangea season and we can have our blue hydrangeas. So we're really excited, and this was all possible because of the support from the previous line. And, you know, I love so many parts of influencing, but I think the fact that we're able to be creative and sell product just gives Emily Owen Bowes a lot more of a purpose and makes it feel like such a great community, because we're shipping from our home, we're selling to people all across the country, and then to actually get to see people wearing your items and your product and live out your brand is super thrilling. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. This is really fun.
It's very fun.
It's so very fun.
And also, if you live locally and it is close, we do drop off at the front door and we refund the shipping.
Yes.
So that's something
to keep in mind. Yes. And if you do purchase something, definitely share it on socials or even just send us a message in my DMs of a picture of it, because I love to see how it fits into to your life.
And we have done a few things. If it is a gift, there's a note section and you can indicate like this is a gift for somebody.
Yeah. And we write notes like if you need it to a specific person, we will, you know, personalize it. You're looking at me like... Hey, get your wrists ready, lady. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, I have done that
before. We have done that before.
Yeah. Of course.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And we'll be sending out influencer boxes soon to people who I admire on social media. So those will go out in the beginning of the week. We're kind of working with our publicist to get a line sheet together, which is that's how that works is if it's, you know, someone who I obviously am friendly with or friends with on social media, I'll kind of like send them a message saying like, you know, just would love to share some goodies. Or sometimes it comes in through a line sheet and then they pick what they would like. And then we kind of have a big list of influencers and send them out just again for brand awareness and to just get the word out a little bit more. So that will also be added to the packaging ahead of time.
Yes.
Hopefully get those names soon.
Yeah. That is a component to launching the new line.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's very exciting, and it kind of all came together. It seems maybe as an audience member that it's coming quickly, but we've been working on it for a while.
We have. And then we're not going to do another line probably until October-ish.
Yes. Because like I said, we're going to go to the gift show in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We'll have the book, you know, that will hopefully be getting printed over the summer. And so this will be the last collection to the fall.
And I'm also going to talk about some of the other things just because I've been pulling them out and reorganizing the little Emily Owen Bowes store downstairs.
Yes.
But the happy to be here stuff, if anyone like is looking for cute gifts, we have adorable happy to be here visors.
Yes.
Frisbees, little paddleball sets.
This was two summers ago, our line.
We don't have a lot, but it's so cute.
That like, was so fun.
It was so fun. And my mom gave her whole pickleball team happy to be here visors that they would wear all yes. the time. So I'm just throwing it out there because I was thinking about it. And we have In Good Company. We actually package things a little differently for the brand bar thing. We put some shakers and we sold it as a set, like the shaker and the cocktail
I like towel. The set.
Mm-hmm. And that's really cute. But that pairs nicely. Like all of the things are intertwined. Like I might add some of the happy to be here items online to some of these things.
Oh, because yes.
It's sort of the same color vibe. It's summery. I just shipped out some today, the In Good Company set of 8 frosted cups.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute. Those are they're great reusable. For
summer. Yes.
Also, like such a nice hostess gift for spring and summer.
Oh, absolutely.
But you can also, these are good things for graduation.
Graduation, birthdays this summer, if somebody has a bridal shower or just, you know, a little, just you want to give someone a gift.
Right.
We're here. Our doors are open. Yes. And we'd love to have you.
And there's always busy brunching.
And there's always busy brunching. We that was our that very stocked. First line that we ever did. I was in college when we did this. And I mean, what a great term. What a great slogan.
Message.
What a great message. We're all about spreading important messages here at Emily Olmos. And one of them is about brunching. So yes. We do have our navy busy brunching sweatshirts with white embroidery and then our white busy brunching with navy embroidery. And we also have baseball hats. They are great for men and women. They're unisex. And, mm-hmm. You know, they're just so happy. And they remind me of college, good times.
Well, and I was folding them and organizing them, and I was again thinking, I feel like it's time right now where people are having bachelorette parties. I mean, how?
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
Isn't it? I never thought about it till today. But like, you guys always do matching pajamas for different bachelorettes. I love that. But how about matching sweatshirts?
Yes.
Busy brunching, and you could have, and they're blue and white.
It's so cute.
I don't know. I think that's a really cute idea. Or hats.
Busy brunching is just like, it's still so great that we came up with that.
And the brunching blend coffee.
Yes. Those make for a great gift.
That's just a steady, I just feel like that's a line we're just always going to have.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you don't have one of those sweatshirts, we have afternoon pick me up.
Yes.
Those make me happy. Taupe.
I love all of our lines.
And a tote bag. I don't know. It's all fresh in my brain because I'm organizing it.
Right, because of the cleaning out. So that is kind of what we wanted to talk about today. And I hope you are all as excited as we are. I mean, I know it's kind of a high bar because we're like super excited. Yes. But everything will be available and live to shop Tuesday, May 7th, emilyolmos.com. And if you have any questions on anything, DM me or Anne.
Great.
Yeah.
That sounds great. What are you doing tonight?
That's a great question. We are going on a double date, my boyfriend and I, with another couple. That's literally the definition of a double date, in case you guys didn't know that. And we are going to the Cleveland Art Museum. They have a mixer the first Friday of every month. And I've been to, I think, 3 of them, but last year. I haven't been one in quite some time. Mm-hmm. And he's never been. And I don't think the couple that are going has been either. So we've been wanting to do this for quite some time. And so the boys got tickets a couple weeks ago when they were on a trip together. And they're like, we're going to the art museum. So we're really excited. They have like music and drinks. And I think you can get food. And the whole museum's open. So you can just like walk around. And
so fun.
We always run into people. It's so fun. So we're going to do that. And then we'll probably go out after. And then tomorrow, I can talk about this now because this is going on Monday. So she'll know. We are going to an engagement party. Claire's good friends are getting engaged. And obviously, like, I've just become super close with them over the years. I know, it's so exciting. So he's proposing to her tomorrow, like early afternoon, I want to say. And then we are all meeting at a place to surprise them for a little engagement party after. So we just have such a fun weekend.
It's so exciting. And you're actually going to bring her a little bow, not to bring it back to the product.
work.
The little trinket tray with the bow on it, which is so sweet because she could put her ring in it.
It's perfect.
And I think Claire is giving her your bow.
The pearl hair bow, which is great for brides, mm-hmm. hence why we're giving it to her. So that's on Saturday, and then Sunday all day we'll have the photo shoot at the lake house. So that's kind of the weekend. And then we will be in Charlotte this week, like I said before, Thursday, May 9th from 5 to 7 at Laura Park Designs, who has just been so lovely. We can't wait to be back in Charlotte. So hope to see my Charlotte ladies there. That's just a quick trip Thursday to Friday. And Yeah, Elizabeth's coming home, not for a few weeks. She still has a bit more at school at Miami, finishing up finals. Our cousins are coming home from school. I mean, I can't believe it's already that time of year.
I know. It's just crazy. What are you going to wear tonight?
That's such a good question because it's like overcast, but it's warm here in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And okay, this is so niche, but that Cleveland, the art museum floor is so hard. It's like that, you know, it's like that concrete. Oh, right. So I need to wear like a comfortable shoe, but I kind of want to do a heel. But if we go out after, so we're going to have to workshop that after this episode.
Well, I'm sure.
I literally have nothing in mind, but I'll probably go with a blazer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe like a dressy blazer.
That sounds great.
All right, everyone. We have just talked and talked and talked, and you know we can continue, but there are things to do and businesses to run. So we hope you all are doing so well. We thank you for supporting us. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Bows & Company. Be sure to shop our new spring collection. And remember, everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.